Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. You've reached my show, Signs Our Loved Ones Send Us. This is Peggy Amanisi, your host. My co-host will be brought on shortly, Melissa M., my niece. She's my co-host of the show, and she's the editor of my books, Rainbows, Butterflies, One Last Saga, bestseller on Amazon. And we have three more books coming out shortly. And we do a lot of fundraising for children with cystic fibrosis, which I happen to have lost my daughter Meg and Mark to. And my goals in life now are to help others that have gone through loss, especially grieving their children, to bring hope to them that they're around by the signs they send us, which I write about in my book, and being intuitive. And so is Melissa, and we have a special guest on tonight who is also intuitive. She's known for her show with Ken Morris. He's in the UK, and she's on there Fridays, our time, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you can check the times out. Just go to the Ken Morris Show. You can hear her every Friday. But like I said, she's our guest tonight, and we will be doing angel card readings and bringing your loved ones through. And my board is, like, off the hook tonight. I have not had this many calls ever in 5 months since I've been doing the show. So some people called in 20 minutes before time trying to get on. Hold on. Listen to the show. Please be patient because we will try to get to you. We're going to try to get to all our callers tonight. We're not going to give, like, hour-long readings. We'll give you each at least, you know, maybe 10 minutes or what have you. But anyhow, I'm going to bring my co-host on now, and then once I bring her on, I'm going to tell you a little bit about Diana, and then I'll bring her on. Okay, hold on, please. Hi, Melissa.
Hey, Peggy. How are you?
I'm terrific. How are you today?
Doing good. How was your week?
I hear you. Oh, my gosh. You know, Melissa and I, she's my niece and lives about 2 minutes up the street from me. We're in Verplank, New York, in Westchester County, 30 miles north of New York City, and we are in a heat wave today, aren't we?
It is hot out there.
My God. I just shut off my air, so if I die during the show, forgive me, because it, like, Okay, continue the show. The show must go on, okay?
Yes, we must survive.
I turned it off. Really, I'm a survivor. Yeah, what was it, Gloria Gaynor? I will survive.
We love music.
I will survive. But anyhow, we love to sing, too, and we love to joke. And but, you know, all kidding aside, our goals, Melissa lost three cousins, my daughter and son, Meg and Mark, when they were in their 20s, and we lost our nephew, Wayne, a year ago, also 28. So we have a vested interest in signs from our loved ones, right, Melissa?
We definitely
you know,
do.
Yeah, we've lost so many in our family, and I'm not going to go on with our lives, but the only reason I do it is so you all can relate to us, that, you know, I'm not someone just coming on the air that hasn't, you know, felt what you feel. But we're believers in the signs because it happens all the time, and that's what my books are about and the show is about. So I am going to give a little talk, a little speech about Diane Hearn. Like I said, she's on the Ken Morris Show on Fridays in the UK. And I will talk a little about her, a bit about her, okay? And then we'll bring her on, and we're going to start readings, you know, right away. So we're going to get to you as many as we can. Please hold on. Don't be discouraged, okay? How's that sound, Melissa?
That sounds amazing.
Alrighty then. Okay. So Diane, she has a page called on Facebook, Led by Spirit Connections. She's a psychic medium. She channels for a group called George E. Anna, Tara, and Certified Angel Card Reader through Doreen Virtue, who is my hero. I love Doreen. Hopefully one day we'll get her on the show. She's a past life reader, life coach, and regular on Blog Talk Radio giving readings. She's available for teaching classes and writing articles. Studying and practicing spirituality and metaphysics for over 40 years. She is now located in Central Florida. Her mission is to help people recognize the spiritual in everyday events and to assist them connect and accept divine guidance. And one part of tonight, I'm going to give you a story from a friend of mine in my grieving groups that had major signs yesterday. So anyhow, as she continues to grow herself, she's deepening her spiritual connection and balancing my mind, her mind, body, and spirit. She started seeing angels when she was about 18 months old. It's kind of about the time that I started, so Diane and I will discuss that a little bit. I had, she had three invisible friends as a young girl and had discovered as she's grown up that they never left her and that they are really her spirit guides and other beings that have many more, including Georgiana, who's been by her side. She's married for the third time to her soulmate and have four children all over the age of 18. So I am going to go back, and I'm going to bring Diane now and let her tell us something about herself. And we're going to go from there, and then we're going to do as many readings as possible because my board is, like, off the hook tonight. All right? Hold on. How's that sound, Melissa?
That sounds awesome.
Okay. Hold on. Hi, Diane.
Hello.
Hi, Diane.
No, you, actually, I'm a caller.
Oh, are you? Okay.
Yes,
because your number is similar to hers. So let me put you back on hold a minute. Let me bring Diane on because I don't know where she is. Okay, so hold on, please.
Okay.
Diane, if you can hear me, as usual, my Skype doesn't seem to be working. So can you call into the show, please? Hold on. So, Melissa, talk. Tell us something about the week. And you've had a couple miracles. One of your students that was healed this week, right?
Yeah.
And a friend who's doing okay after some surgery.
Yeah, a friend who's doing actually
and,
really well.
And it's all about hope and belief in the miracles, right?
Yeah, some very, like, positive thinking and believing and praying. All those things I feel like are a really good combination to, you know, healing, actually.
Right. So tell us more. How's the little guy doing?
The little guy's doing awesome. He's been showing his friends his little marks of where he had his surgery, and they were really scared at first. And I said, no, it just looks like, you know, tiny little prints on him. It's not bad at all. And they saw it, and they were like, whoa, you know, they're mesmerized because they're so young. They've never seen little marks from surgery before. But he's actually doing great. You know, he's he's a very strong kid. He's a very smart kid. So he's been amazing. Yeah.
Well, you know what? Can you share a little story that you and I talked about kind of privately about you went to visit your little student. Melissa, besides being my co-host and editor, she's also a school teacher. And she really cares about her kids. I mean, they
are her
kids. I love my
kids.
I know you do. I know you do. Could you share the story about what happened when you went to the hospital and the little boy that you met? You don't have to mention names, but tell people about that. And
I went to visit my – yeah, no problem. I went to visit my student at the hospital. I wanted to see how he was doing after surgery and everything. And he wanted to show me this really cool fire truck that they had in the hospital for the children. So we went in the fire
not
truck
in the
and
hospital.
We were playing in the hospital. In the hospital.
No, we don't want fire trucks in the hospital.
No,
no, I'm kidding.
It's like a play fire truck for the children. Yeah.
Right.
So we went in there. And the whole entire room, it's really awesome because the whole entire room is decorated like a fire station. So I was playing with him and all the other kids. We were pretending we were fighting fires and we were heroes. And when I went in the fire truck, I noticed that there was this little boy that looked exactly, in my opinion, exactly like my cousin that passed away. And his mannerisms
were
the same.
They need to know that your cousin that passed away is my son, though. The viewers don't, viewers, listeners
don't
know that.
So my cousin Mark, Peggy's son, looked exactly like this boy. And he had the same mannerisms and the same, like, funny behaviors. His goal was, honestly, to make people laugh and to make people have a good time, which was very much like Mark. So he would throw things on the ground and be like, all right, pick it up now. And I was like, no, like, you got to pick it up. You know, you're making a mess. You're being silly. And he would just, like, throw random things and say, okay, you're the other firefighter. You need to help me now. And just, like, all these funny little things. I don't know. It was a really fun memory, and it was really cute to meet someone with so much pizzazz. And, you know, he was just in surgery, and this kid felt like, you know, he was just, you know, playing at school or something. I mean, it was really cute to see. So
it
was uplifting.
Do you feel in your heart of hearts it was a message for my son, Mark?
I do, because I don't know that there would be another kid in this whole entire world with his eyes, his face, and his playfulness. I feel like there was a reason why.
Well, we've seen similarities. There was a little boy who almost was identical.
Right, but not this school. Yeah.
Right, but I mean everything. And we also, we have to mention JB, or Justin Bieber, even though he's turned out to be a badass, people. He reminds everybody of my son, Mark. And the funny thing is my son couldn't stand him because he wasn't into his kind of music, you know, tough-ass stuff. But now he is, and now he's a badass. So I hope my son is not doing this from the other side to this poor kid, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyhow, I'm typing to Diane because, as usual, okay, she's coming on now. I don't know why. I talked to my producer today, and we're still having problems with Skype, and I'm going to have to, like, work this out somehow. So let me try to get her back on the air, guys, and we're going to let her talk a little bit about herself for like a minute, and then we can go back to that, and we're going to start readings right. You know, we want to get to as many people because, like I said, my board is majorly lit up tonight. Okay, so let me try to go back to her. Okay, she's called in. Let me get her on now. Oh, here we go. We got her. Okay, hold on. Okay, I know some of you have been holding for a while, so just hold on because you can hear the show, and we're gonna bring you on first come, first serve, okay? Okay, Melissa?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry, I thought you were talking to her.
Okay. Diane?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Hi. Guy, what the heck's going on here? You know, I had kind of warned you. We've had problems with Skype, and I talked to my producer today. I don't know what is going on with that, but thank God we have you on the air.
Yeah.
I announced you, and you know what, in a briefing, because my board is lit off the wall tonight. I have so many callers, I have to keep scrolling down. And I told them to hold on and listen to the show. We're going to try to get to as many callers possible. And anyhow, Diane, I want to welcome you. We've never met in person, but I love you. I've heard you on Ken Morris's show, Spiritual Concepts, which you do on Fridays, right? 3 p.m.
Yes.
Eastern Standard Time. Diane, you were from New York originally, right?
Yes, from upstate New York in the country. Yep, that's where I grew up.
Uh-huh.
Were you someplace up there? That's where you are now, right?
Yes, I live 30 miles north. Hold on. Oh, my goodness. I'm doing this from my phone tonight, and now somebody's trying to call me, and I'm trying to ignore the call. So ignore the beeping. Give me a minute, please. We're
going to
ignore this beep. I'm sorry. I don't know. The spirits are playing with us tonight because they like
they
that's usually my. They love to play with us. And you know what, Diane? I have a feeling that you feel my kids around you because I, you know, I'm also intuitive. My kids are intuitive. And they like to screw with us. Okay. But anyhow, yes, I am born and raised from Croton and Hudson, New York, which is 30 miles north of New York City, Westchester County. You're
okay.
You were up by Hudson, New York, right?
Right, exactly. So I lived about 2 hours north if you were driving from Hudson, from New York City.
Right, I think I messaged you. I have a cousin, Marilyn, in Valencia, which is right out of Chatham, right below Albany. So you weren't too far from there because I remember going through. I used to kind of like go through the country there and see all the cows and Clintonville and Clermont, and I used to do the
yes.
little farm act.
Yes.
Well, she was right above that in Valencia, New York, and we used to have my late husband and I and the children. We'd go on our trip every year to New Jersey and come back. And then repack and go back up to Valencia for the family reunion every year in August. So that wasn't too far from me. I don't know if, do you know Valencia, New York?
Well, I know when you mentioned Chatham, I mean, we used to always go to the Chatham Fair, and that was very close to where I grew up.
Well, Valencia is like next door neighbors to Chatham, so it's kind of a little bit of, it's not,
hey,
a lot
Mary,
of people
my
said, oh.
father, yeah, I grew, when I was little, we had a farm, and my father had cows. He milked the cows, so
really cool.
He did it for a little
cool.
while. He wasn't
so
very
my peeps,
successful at it, but.
Well, I just want you to know, Diane, my show is very relaxed. We're real. We kid around. We joke around. We
yeah,
live
very,
life
like,
to the
laid
fullest.
Back.
Yeah, we are. Oh, by the way, Diane, I'm sorry. This is my niece, Melissa.
Hi, hello.
Melissa,
this is Diane.
Melissa is, like I said, my editor of my book. She went to Binghamton up the line to become an editor. She's still teaching, waiting for her big job, which was coming soon. But she's mm-hmm. also the editor of my books and my poetry and what have you, and my co-host. And she also is intuitive like myself. It's in our family. And Melissa also does the, here we go, what do you, automatic writing. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Diane, you're familiar with that. So, Diane,
yeah,
tell us something about you. I read your little bit of your script about, you know, from 18 months on when your angels started coming. And that's about the time I started seeing mine that, I, you know, even as a little kid, I thought I was nuts. And I just came out recently. I mean, some of my close friends knew over the years that I did this. And I wasn't quite sure if I was crazy or not. But my kids, once they passed, and, you know, not only them, I've lost in a short time both my parents, a brother and sister to cancer, two kids, a sister who had fibrosis, a nephew, brother-in-law, sister, one right after the aunts and uncles. It was like nonstop, no time to, like, go through your five-year period
wow.
of grief. I was slammed right and left. And if you read my book, Rainbows, Butterflies, and One Last Hug, you'll understand, and my upcoming books. So that's developed my gift more. My kids are powerhouses. They are definitely, I've been told by others, because, you know, as an intuitive, we really don't read ourselves. People come to us, but my kids come to me, but I go to other people. Or actually, my favorite is Deborah Hamlin, who is like the number one on my list up in Newburgh. And she brings my kids through, and I'm right on the mark from what I've been told for what I'm doing. And they've developed me more. So tell us about you. What happened in your life, or did this just happen, and or it's just something that, you know, just came out of nowhere? Tell us a little bit about that with you.
Okay. I think I just was always born with it. I think that's
uh-huh.
what it was. I don't have any, there's no major moment in my life that occurred. When I was little, like I said, probably 18 months was the first time that I remember actually seeing an angel, and that was because I don't want to go through that whole story, but I was in a church, and my mother was cleaning up after a wedding, and needless to say, I was misbehaving, and it'll be in my book all about it.
We're
so
badasses. You know that. Us intuitives are badasses.
Right. So I was getting in trouble, and I could have died, basically. And they saved me and told me to go to my mother. So I heard
right.
this spirit. I don't know if it was my spirit guide or what angel it was. But needless to say, that happened. And we lived at an old farmhouse at the time. That's the farm my dad lived that he had the cows on. And
right.
by the time I was around five probably, I remember sitting at the top of the stairs and watching as these people, who to me were people, but they were a little like see-throughy, and I was watching them fly down the stairs. And I remember thinking to myself, well, wow, if they can do that, I can do that. So
That's what happened to me when I was about the same age. I was about two. We moved into our house, and I used to see the same thing, but they would look like cherubs to me. And I thought, I didn't know what they were. I thought it was normal. So we have a similar thing going on here. So that actually just chills. Sorry. It just gave me chills.
No, but that's great. A lot of people have this happen. But I was sitting at the top of the stairs, and I thought, well, gee, you know, if they can do it, I must be able to do it. Right?
Yep.
And
yep.
So I basically stood at the top of the stairs and went, oh, I think I can jump down and I can land just like that. But then I went, you know, maybe I should try this. And I went down to the bottom step and I took one and jumped off the one step and, wow, I made it, you know, great landing. And then I went up to the next step and jumped off and landed again perfectly. And this is like a little five-year-old. So then I got to the third step. I think I jumped off the third step, made it, no problem. Then I was like, well, this is great. I can do this. Got all the way up to the top of the stairs. Went
your ankle, didn't you?
I jumped. Okay? I swear to this day that I jumped off the top of the stairs, and when I jumped off, all I can tell you is I jumped off, and I was flying. All of a sudden, I kind of was going down the stairs, and all of a sudden, I kind of like, I felt these two things slide under each arm, and I kind of rose up. And all of a sudden, I just came to this nice, soft landing underneath on the ground, on the bottom of the stairs, and I heard, and it was an angel. I heard it was an angel that carried me down the stairs, and I heard, shh, no more, right?
Yep.
Don't do it again, right? And so then I went running into my mom, and I'm yelling at her. She's in the kitchen, and I'm like, Mom, I flew down the stairs, and the first thing she's looking for is broken bones, and what did you do?
Right.
And then I'm like, and so she's looking at me, and I'm like, no, I flew downstairs, I'm fine. And she's like, sure, Diane. She says, whatever. You know, she said, just don't do it again. So she said the same thing. Well, that's when I realized, okay, my mom always believed everything I said, and it touched me because even looking back at it, I realized my mom gives me the same advice angels do. So it was some kind of connection I made at that point. Mothers are kind of angels. And when I got a little bit older, we moved into another house, and all of a sudden, I had three invisible friends, which they all had very strange names and not normal names, like Sally and Johnny and things like that. And so my mom always
If you had listened to my prior shows, I did a couple shows, actually, on our Guardian Angels, and my four children had Zeke, Anne-Marie, Jim and Frank, and Aunt Gretchen, so I know you're talking about.
Okay, well, want to know the names of mine? Just to give you an example, because they weren't I know they weren't invisible friends. They're my spirit guides. They're still with me.
Oh, of course.
I had Oogie Bon, Rekaboom, and Ooh Abner.
Oh.
So they're not normal. My mother, actually, I was like, they have to eat dinner with us. And she was sweet enough to say, you're not, Diane, she didn't tell me stop. She was like, okay, just stack three plates on the table. If they're invisible, then they can eat the invisible food that's on those plates. And so that was fine. And then my sister and I were sleeping, I think, at the time in a twin bed, sharing a twin bed, and I would have to push her over going, there's no room for them. They have to sleep. You know, because to me they were real. And I was like, they needed to sleep with me. And my mom got really upset one night, and she goes, it's okay if they eat dinner with us. They can come in the car with us. They can do everything. It's fine. She said, but they are not sleeping in the bed with you and your sister.
I'm the hell out of the bedroom,
right? So she was, you know, so my mom, again, was like, she never told me I was crazy. She never told me I was crazy. I would come to her with poems when I was a teenager. I wrote poems like you do, and I did all kinds of stuff. I was always into everything you could think of, you know, tarot cards from a young age of, like, probably, 13 or something. I started getting involved in ESP and everything, reading everything I could, and it just kept leading
I was into the sci-fi. Friends would always tell me it's like Why are you so obsessed? I'm like, I don't know. I just, because like you, I probably started around 2. I remember the, and Melissa, I never told you about the cherubs in the house at 44 Nida, right?
I don't think so, no.
That's something I haven't shared with a lot of people, but I kind of like saw them flying, and it was kind of weird, Diane and Melissa,
yeah.
Because when, a few years before my son had passed away, we just started sharing stories, and my son told me about this little girl that kept appearing, because what happened is after my parents had passed, I bought the family home. I bought my 6 brothers and sisters out, and my son kept telling me every time he'd come out of the bathroom in the same hallway, this little girl kept appearing to him. You know,
yeah.
And it was freaking him out, you know. So I kind of think then she was always there. She was one of my little cherubs because they actually really did look like cherubs. They didn't look like people. They looked like the cherubs, you know. And as a little kid, I didn't understand. I mean, I kind of understand it now that they were spirit guides. And
right.
So my son kind of reinforced it. And the ironic thing is in 2001, my daughter, right before my daughter died, I ended up losing my house to foreclosure because of I had to stop working. I was working odd jobs and work around her illness and, you know, I had 4 kids, 2 with the illness and what have you. So I'm not going to get into that, but the house was lost. A friend of mine went to the open house after the foreclosure to bring her sister there to buy the house. And this little girl and her mother were upstairs at the open house, and the little girl started screaming. She saw the little girl too. So
okay, now I have goosebumps all over my body when you just said that.
Okay.
I mean,
yeah, I got goosebumps.
Yeah, you're right.
Started
whoever this,
at your
this
age,
little girl is.
I'm, yeah, who is
I
the little girl?
I think it's your spirit guide.
Yeah, I you know what? I just got the goosebumps. So you're right, and you know that's a touch of the angels. I explain that to
yeah.
people.
Yeah, whoever this is, she's been with you. She's not left you. I don't think.
Oh, no. And you know what was recently, because I have a lot of friends that are, I have some really good friends that are famous mediums. I'm not going to go into who they are right now. And one of them had told me recently that God doesn't usually do this, but my son now has been given a promotion to be one of my spirit guides, which is unusual, you
right.
know, that he's been a to me, but I know I have several. One of my favorite angels of all, of course, and I pray through God and Jesus Christ for Archangel Michael. He's a protector. I pray for the armor from head to toe every day to, you know, protect me against evil and all evil doings, and we're going to get into that because I'm also an angel card reader. I started doing that years ago during virtue cards. And not, you know, knowing really about it, it was kind of like my tool, but I've actually healed other people. A friend of mine's daughter, who I'd never met, who was going through anorexia and bulimia, and I read her. So it was kind of my tool, so I can do it with or without, you know, but
right.
then it developed my other skills, my intuitiveness even more, you know, and I love the angels, and they're always around us. So tell us more about you, and we're going to start taking calls, because we're going to do some readings, but I promise people do readings.
Okay, just very quickly, I'll try and do this real quickly. I just want to let you know that I am a medium. I
mm-hmm.
learned from someone who actually is a medium at Casadega here in Florida. So
mm-hmm.
I do it by evidence because she learned at the Arthur Findlay College in England. And
right.
I'm also, you know, obviously psychic. Like you said, I use the cards for tools. I started using them for tools, like you. I don't have to
yep.
use them, but when you're on the radio, you're trying to do things quickly, it works.
Yep.
It's a good way to do
oh,
it.
Yeah.
And, I have
yeah,
a website that I'm working
then.
On. It's under construction, so I would love to give it out. It's
mm-hmm.
http://, it's www. And it's ledbyspiritconnections.com. So it's exactly what you've been advertising me all over the place, which I really appreciate. and I'm trying
That's
to
great.
Write books.
I'm great.
You know,
I'm good at this.
You're great. And I'm trying to write, you know, get some books published. I've been working on books for, I swear, 20 years or more now, probably 40 years,
yep.
want some of them. But, you know, I just
yep.
I have ideas for so many different books. And I also channel. I have a group now that I'm channeling, a group of enlightened beings, and they're calling themselves Georgiana. And
right.
Doing
I sense that. Believe it. I mean,
I'm loving it. A lot of great information is coming through. And it's brand
yeah.
new. They haven't even gotten my eyes open yet, but they're moving my hands, so I'm excited, and they answer all the questions. I love it. So that's basically me in a nutshell.
Can I ask you a question, a personal question?
Sure.
That little girl that was in my hallway and that my son Mark saw, does she have a name, my guardian angel? Can you pick up on that?
Do you know what the name is already?
No, I don't know what it is. That's why I'm asking
you. Don't.
I never thought my guardian angel till you. And when you felt the chills and I felt the chills, I know it's, yeah, hello. I'm here.
I'm feeling like Jewel. I get the name Jewel.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Okay, cool. Well, maybe when we get time at the end of the show, we'll discuss her a little bit because I got some more to say about her. But right now, you know what, Diane, if you don't mind, we're going to start taking calls. Like I said, my board is like, I can't even scroll down. It's off the hook tonight. Out of almost 25 shows I've done, I've never had the board light up. And some people were on before the show started, even before I got on. So we're going to take
wonderful.
Our first caller. How's that sound? And like I said, Melissa and I are also intuitive. She does the, like I said, the, I call it spiritual writing, the automatic writing. I get channeled, you know. You do it all. I also have my premonitions, whatever. So I'm going to let you do the readings, and if we feel something in between, we'll intervene once you say what you got to say. So if we can, we'll work it like that. How's that sound?
Okay. Can you hear me still if I have the phone this far away, or do I need to pick it back up?
No, you're cool. You're good.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, we're uncensored. We're on the Howard Stern out of radio, so you can say whatever you want. Real.
Can you yell at somebody on your phone if they're not on your radio show, if they're not listening to me like I do on Ken's?
No, it's all good. I've called in the Kens before I started my show, and I've had some of his other people on, like David Beck and what have you. We love David. And he's so funny. And he actually shares a birthday with my ex. Oh, my gosh. But anyhow, to make a long story short, I've heard you on there. I think you're amazing. And that's why I asked you to be on. And, you know, there's no coincidence. There's a reason you're on the show tonight. And you know what? Actually, you just helped me because I've been puzzled since I was a little kid who the heck this girl was, who this little girl was, you know? So
well,
now
I'll
I kind of know.
I'll try and later. Or if it has to be another show, we'll do that.
Oh, you know what? You can come on. You can be on Ken's Friday. You can come on mine as much as you want to. I have some other famous people on. So, but anyhow, we're going to take our floor. They've been hanging for since the show started. It's area code 805. The last four numbers, I'm going to give it all, is 6979. Okay, they're in the queue. We're going to bring them on. And all I ask is for your first name and the state you're from or country. Because we're worldwide. Okay, hold on. Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. Good afternoon. My name is Donna, and I'm from California.
Hi, Donna from
California.
How are you?
Hi.
You're on the air of Signs of Our Loved Ones Send Us with me, Peggy, and the host, and Melissa, my niece, and Diane Hearn. What's your question?
Times are kind of difficult for me financially right now. A friend of mine passed away at the end of April. He'd been a friend for many years. He was 91, and he always said to me that he was leaving me in his trust, and I want to know if he has done this and if the lawyers will contact me, if this is something that he did do, and you see abundance coming in for me. So, you know, how does it look?
Is there a Leonard around you? Leonard? Lenny?
I don't know any Leonard.
Okay. What I tell everybody on the show, write it down. It may not be significant now because I've had aha Oprah moments 3 years later after I get read by other mediums because I don't read myself. Mm-hmm. So write whatever we tell you. If you can grab a pencil and paper and write the name down.
Yeah, I'm gonna record it. Thanks.
Plenty around you. Diane, I'm going to let you give her some info, okay? What are you feeling?
Well, I actually went ahead and because you got me on here to pull some cards, so I'm doing that. So the first thing I got was that everything happens for a reason and that you need to release a little bit of regret around this situation, that you need to embrace the opportunities for happiness and you know, look for a silver lining. I know that you're wanting to know, is there money out there? Did he leave you something? But just let me I don't know if I have that answer for you yet. I also see you need strength that, or that you need to really forgive somebody. So it could have something to do with the possibility that he didn't leave you anything. And it says, make a wish. Jim's dreams can become a reality, a joyful time of life, and also follow your passion. You're ready for any challenge, opportunities for excitement and adventure. So it sure sounds like you're a pretty optimistic person. Is that true?
I am.
You are. Okay, so you're very optimistic. Mm-hmm. You're energetic. You're playful. And it's like what's going on is you've got this strength in you, and that's why he was drawn to you as well. That's why, because you were so nice to him. And I feel
very nice.
Yeah, I feel like he also didn't have a lot of family that was...
No.
But I do feel like there are maybe possibly some family members that are coming out of the woodwork, if that makes sense.
There's a 94-year-old sister and I think a cousin, yeah.
Yeah, so that could be what's going on. And, you know, I don't know if they've got children or they've got, you know, grandchildren or whoever, but I feel like the biggest thing I'm getting here is, you know, just release it because just do what you do. Don't expect anything if you get it today. But,
unexpected, right?
Right? Great if you get something, but I just feel like, you know, I don't see that it's necessarily there. But you also have a lot of positive cards that are popping up. So you have a lot of good insight and, you know, it's a time for you to start something. It's time for you, time for you to focus on a career or something I'm seeing. Have you been, like, focusing on relationships lately and you need to switch?
I would like to be in a relationship. Yeah, I don't have a partner. And, you know, it would be nice if he had a business and I could help him.
Yeah.
John,
I
want to
skip in.
Can I ask a question? Huh? I'm seeing horses for some reason. Are there horses around you or something about horses in your life?
Well, my niece has a bunch of horses, but where I live in Santa Barbara, there's a San Ynez Valley and there's horse ranches all over the place.
Okay, I feel that's where you're going to meet somebody. I think you need to go there, okay? I'm seeing the horses.
Oh.
I'm seeing horses. So try it. And you know what? My show is every Tuesday night. And call. You know what? I love my callers to follow up and call back and let us know if we're accurate. How's that?
Yeah, I will. Thanks.
Melissa, are you getting anything? My niece Melissa does, like I said, automatic writing. Melissa, are you getting anything for Donna?
No, I didn't really see anything else, but I saw the name Angela. That was the only thing that I saw so far.
Okay.
Do you know anyone named Angela?
I have a friend in Florida named Angela.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's
okay.
Just, you know what, guides telling us, that's validating, like me seeing the horses and the relationship and Diane giving you her info and Melissa seeing the name Angela. And like I said, I still feel this letter. Maybe that's the guy you have not met yet, Lenny Leonard.
Yeah,
so,
interesting because... When Sylvia Brown was alive, she told me that Larry was coming into my life. Yeah.
So, well, you know what? I sound like her. I kind of look like her, but I'm not her. Oh, yeah, but compared to her and Teresa Caputo. So, what a combination, right? But anyhow, Donna, I hope question. If you'd like to hold on and listen, and who knows?
Yeah.
I mean, if something else. True, we can maybe come back to you, but my board is off the hook here.
Okay? Thank you so much.
Pull us
in
to validate and let us know about Leonard, the horse stalls, Angela, and let us know where things are going.
Yeah, because I was thinking of volunteering at this horse place and be a counselor, and then they give me free lessons.
Oh, maybe that's why I'm seeing
that. I thought about that. Yeah,
okay,
maybe I should go ahead and do that.
What do you think? And you think that's why I was seeing the horses?
Did you just say to me?
Yeah, Diane, yeah, because I...
I'm sorry,
I
didn't hear you. I think so, absolutely, because I got career. I got that she is, like, off the hook. You're such a... You just have such a lovely energy, such a positive person, and I think, you know, just... You're going to go places. I just feel like...
You know what?
Just keep that going. Don't You know, believe in yourself.
I've been doing leads for my brother. He has a roofing company, and I've been calling back on all the leads, and, oh, I'm getting so many of them.
Right.
I mean, it's unbelievable. I don't know what it is. But...
Yeah, you have a great
Well, you know,
voice.
Donna, you have to go on because the three of us have brought through validations with Angela, like I said, the horses. And
yeah,
as soon as Angela's career, I saw horses, but then I saw Leonard. So I don't know where he comes into play. He may be a soulmate. He may be somebody you'll meet. And like you said, it's far connected to the career with something about volunteering with the horses. So that's obviously why I saw that. So you've got three validations between the two of us.
Oh, yeah. That was
okay,
super.
Okay, so
yeah,
I hope
I'll
you're happy.
And I'll record your show. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
You don't have to bother. You can always go. All my shows are archived. So all my shows dating back to when I started in January, you can always go back. Click on my main link, and you can hear whatever shows you want. Okay?
Thank you.
Okay, Donna, thank you so much. You can record it, too, however you want to do it, okay? And God bless.
Thank you so much.
I'm going to put you on hold. You can continue listening to the show. We made it come back to you. You never know. Okay, hold on. Okay, Donna, you ready for another one? Oh, Donna, I'm sorry. I'm okay. Diane, are you ready for another caller? I'm trying to take first come, first serve. Like I said, some have called in even before the show, which is unusual. So we're going to take area code 814, last four numbers, 5095. I need your name and the state you're from or the country you're from because, like I said, we're worldwide. Okay. Hello,
caller. Hi, this is Amy. Hello.
Hi, Amy. Where are you from?
Pennsylvania.
Oh, hi, Amy from Pennsylvania. How are you?
Good.
What question do you have for us tonight?
My question is, does anybody see a job change for me coming up?
Diane, what are you feeling?
Well, let me see what I get. Are you
I'm hearing name Bob. I'm hearing names tonight. Bobby. I don't know who that is.
Are you working
You're
right
Bobby
now?
In your life?
Yes.
Do you know a Bob? Bob? Is there someone in your life? Okay. Is he passed?
No.
Okay. Well, was there a grandfather named Bob also? Robert?
His father was, when I say his father, he wasn't part of our lives.
Well, it doesn't matter. You know what? Because on the other side, all is forgiven. But is his father named Bob also?
Yes.
Okay. And he's on the other side?
Yes.
Okay. Well, he's coming through. Okay, Diane, I'm going to let you take over. I'm sorry because the energy is so quick sometimes. You know, I do a little bit of James Van Prague where I speed up. You know, I'm sorry. But, Diane,
go ahead.
Tell her what you...
Go ahead. I'm shuffling the cards a little bit because... That's what I'm doing tonight. So the first thing I got for you is I got the Moon card, which is the opportunity to improve your plans, listen to your intuition for accurate guidance, and face your fears and grow stronger. And then I got the Peace card, which is release the past. There's a more enriching future coming. So let go and let God. That's one I got. And then I got material needs. Get fulfilled in a magical and unexpected way, acts of kindness, giving and receiving with a grateful heart, and then take action, great passion for a cause, instinctively knowing what to do, and then fight for justice. Again, it's that cause, and rulings will be made in your favor. Don't give up. So I say go for it. If there's a job out there you want, it's yours. That's my feeling.
And Bob, your grandfather, even though he was not connected indirectly or whatever the reasons were, the name came up because he is on the other side, and he is just saying, you know, all is forgiven. I mean, for whatever reasons, I don't know the story. I don't know all the details. But when I mention names or I'm feeling a certain name, it doesn't mean that they were actively in your life, but all changes once on the other side, and they still look over you, okay? So just know you're loved.
Okay.
Okay, sweetheart?
Okay.
Is there anything else you want to ask before I take our next caller?
Do you see the position? Because I work for state government.
That's the justice, Ben. That's why I saw the justice.
Oh, okay.
Are you staying in the same company, but possibly moving to a different position?
Different agency is what I'd like to do.
But still with the justice, kind of still with the government, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And you're in the right area. You've got magic around you right now. So just go for it.
Okay.
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 Just be very positive. Keep, you know, and you really have a lot of good energy around you. So you so far both callers, you guys have been, it's amazing.
Okay. Great.
Positive vibes. I don't know what it is with it, all my callers tonight.
Yeah.
What are you feeling? And how about Melissa? What are you feeling on this?
I don't see anything yet. Sorry.
Okay.
That's okay. No, I'm talking just about positive energy around all the callers tonight.
Oh, definitely. They all want to know how to better their own lives. Like
yeah.
Every single
yeah.
one that's called in, I keep feeling that it's they want to improve something to make it, you know, the best life possible.
Right.
Right. Right.
Okay,
sweetheart, I'm going to put you on hold if you want to listen to the show. And like I said, if we get enough time, if there's some other message, we may come back to you, okay? Because it's all about the readings tonight, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, sweetie. Okay,
thanks.
Hold
bye.
On. Bye. Okay, I now have, like I said, I'm trying to take first come, first serve, and my board is crazy. Okay, this is area code in my own area, 914, last two numbers, 1289. First name and the area you're from.
Hey, Westchester.
Hello?
Hello, this is Peggy
yes,
from Westchester.
Hi, Peggy from Westchester. What would you like to know, Peg? I love your name.
Oh, yeah. I'm just wondering.
You know what? I know, but I'm not going to mention last names. Peg,
okay.
Thanks for calling in. What did
I
you want to know?
I love it. I listened to some of the show, and you're very good, very good. I just want to know about a relationship and possibly my job for next year.
Okay. Can I just share something about Peg? Like I said, no last names. My youngest son who passed, her son was very good friends with him. Okay, like I said, I'm not mentioning names because I don't divulge who's calling in. And the only regret I have is that he said you cook better than me. Ha ha.
He ate good.
But anyhow,
he ate very good. And I missed
Peg,
him
he
terribly.
Loved you. He goes, why do you cook like the other Peg? So, you know what, Peg, being that I'm so close to you and
right.
We did see each other. Right, and I don't
yeah.
know who's calling in. I just have numbers because I've got area codes
oh,
all over the world.
Right. Okay.
I'm going to let you reading, okay?
Yeah, you're
okay.
not going to believe some of these cards I'm getting.
Oh, boy.
Yeah,
go
I
for
mean,
it.
It's like I've got goosebumps all over the place with this one.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so the first, this is kind of wild. I pulled the romance cards, and it says getting to know each other was the first card, and then as you reveal your innermost selves to each other, the bond will deepen, so that's a positive. But then I get this, which is funny because you guys are talking about, I don't know if I'm right in what I'm hearing, but it says release your ex. The time has come to clear your energy.
Okay.
So is there somebody out there is there someone you're interested in right now?
Uh-huh.
And is there somebody
yes.
else that you were with before that you
yes,
still kind of
was.
Are hanging on to?
Well, I'm not hanging on to, but he had a very bad accident, and I've been in touch with him.
Right. So you need to let him go because his energy is in your energy still, and
uh-huh.
so it's causing other men to feel that, whether you don't realize it or not.
Okay.
He's still wrapped in your life, and
okay.
so you got to kind of let him go to let this – and whoever's coming in –
uh-huh.
It is related to a past life relationship. You've known each other before, so you probably
right.
feel like from the moment you met him, like, I know you, but I don't know you. How do I, you know, you've got that, like, instant connection.
Okay, that's very
and I
true.
Guess you're, does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely, because we grew up in the same town. And
yeah, well,
we...
then I got, okay, I'm not even letting you talk, I'm sorry, but I got playfulness. I got to recapture romance, allow your inner youthful spirit of fun to shine. So that might
okay.
be in reference to the fact that you grew up together.
Right, okay. Sounds wonderful.
Peggy, I just got chills, which means the angels are touching me and probably Mark because of our connection.
Uh-huh.
And like I told you, you and I talk privately. You're my friend. I mean, Peggy and I went to high school together. She's a couple years older,
wow.
but we used to go to the area study hall, and she said I was the funniest person in the whole world. Now she, you know, that our kids did, and I love her son. You know, I see, you know what, actually, your son and my son were pretty much best,
yes.
he's one of his best friends. You know,
yeah.
I mean, I can't forget him.
Right.
And when I see his face, my face lights up when I see your son because he was so connected to mine. Diane, I'm going to ask you a personal favor, being that Peggy's on the line. A mutual
okay.
friend of us, of ours, a mutual friend
right.
of ours that went to school with us, was very important to both of us.
Uh-huh.
Just lost his daughter a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
Away. Are you getting any from her? I've been telling her around all week, and being that I know her, I'm not going to give a reading until
okay.
they're going to come here. I'm going to give them a private reading. But
right.
Are you picking up your daughter at all?
Well, you know what? Because it's easier for me because I'm in this mode,
right.
do you mm-hmm. mind giving me her first and last name and let me see if she comes through real quick?
Can we give you the last
her.
Initial?
That's fine.
Because, you know, Peg, okay. Peg, is that okay with you?
Yeah, it's fine.
Just first name,
okay,
then?
Okay, is Gina. And last initial is F.
Okay,
no,
Gina?
It would be J. It would be J.
J, okay, well, her maiden name was F. I'm sorry.
Right,
because I'm also
right.
with her mother who...
I didn't
right.
know that.
I was at her funeral a couple weeks ago, and her
how
mother
do you
is
spell
a neighbor.
Gina? Gina.
No,
oh,
no, Gina.
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 So it's J or G?
G-I-N-A.
Oh, okay, that's what I wanted. I just want to make sure I got some kind of connection there. Okay.
Okay, because, you know, I'm going to tell
was
you something. Skype isn't working. Someone just popped up on Skype with the name Gina, G-E-N-A, which I found
oh.
kind of weird when you were talking, Peg.
Yeah,
I don't know
really.
Who that would be. But we'll get to that.
Did she pass from an accident?
I'm sorry?
Yes.
Did she pass from an accident?
Yes.
In a way.
Okay.
Right, Peg?
Well,
right, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Was it medical
yeah.
accident?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
She's here.
Okay.
Oh, I've been feeling her all
the...
week. She's like, will not leave me alone, but because I'm so close to the two of them, I didn't want to. I actually saw the two of them last night, Peggy and the girl's father, and about something else, and I didn't want to say anything, but she's been
right.
around me all week. You know, she's been, I have a few of the spirits that just drive me crazy, and Gina's very high-spirited, but she was waiting for tonight because she wants to get a word out. So, Diane, give her the word.
Yeah, I'm getting that, you know, you know that she's around. I
right.
feel like. You know, you also get somehow she's making sure that you know it. Like she's either leaving things in your path or does that make sense? Have you been finding things? Like,
yeah, her dad's working on some things that have to be cleaned up from her past. And, yeah, she's very much in the forefront.
And that's what I'm trying to help them with, right, Peg?
Right, yep.
So he... Yeah. To do it, and can I intervene 1 second without being rude?
Go ahead.
The parents are divorced. The mother is also a friend of mine, who's a neighbor, and she just notified me that, like in my book, the butterflies have been appearing. Things have been happening. So it's happening to Peg. I didn't know because Peg and I haven't discussed it, or the father
right.
and I haven't discussed it since the funeral.
Right.
We were all at the funeral together on Memorial Day, and
right.
Honoring her life. But Linda did, Peg, I don't know if you know, Linda did contact me and some strange things have been happening. So,
oh, boy, okay.
And I've been feeling, and you know what, when you guys come down, well, I'll see you in the next couple of days or so, you too, I will explain
sure.
everything to you, okay?
Okay,
that's
good.
Go ahead, I'm sorry, Diane, go ahead,
no,
finish what you're saying.
Well, I don't want to, I know, if you want, I mean, really, I can give you a full reading, if you want a full reading, but it's going to take too long here,
yeah.
And that's what I'm afraid of.
Okay.
But
okay.
Just know that for me to get that, you know, the first thing I'm getting is sort of like, you know, I felt the accident, but then I felt that it was an accidental death, and then I also got the medical accident, that it was
right.
something to do with either she went in for a procedure or she, does that make sense? Like, did she go somewhere and was on it, was, or had something to do with IV? And
yeah, it did. It did.
I mean,
yes, it
something,
did.
Yeah, yes. And I'm also getting, like,
I don't know if you want, or if he wants to share the whole thing. I beg it. I won't go
does
into whole details.
Does her leg have something to do with it?
Did what? I'm sorry?
Does somebody have a problem with their leg? Like you? Do you have a problem, or does... Is there someone else that would be...
Diane, that's me. I got MS. I have trouble walking. You're picking up
right.
on me.
You know, do you know I have MS, too?
Oh, wow.
You
and
never,
her dad had MS,
say.
Has MS.
Who does, Peg?
Gina's dad has MS.
Bob has MS,
okay.
too?
Yes. Yep.
He never told me. Why didn't he ever tell me?
I don't know.
There you go.
Does he
that's
know I have
going
it?
On.
Right.
Holy crap, that's why we're all connected tonight.
Yeah,
that's
Diane,
why,
I didn't,
that's why she's coming
Ooh.
Through and telling me to pull that through. And you, as soon as I said leg, you said MS. So
right.
that's why, because she
okay.
wanted you to know that she's here, you know?
My whole body is, you know what, I'm going to tell you something. When I get the chills, the touch of the angels, it's usually my shoulders and arms. My, from head to toe, just went numb.
Yeah,
because I've known Bob since we grew up in the same town. Peggy and I grew up in the same town. I had
right.
no idea Bob has MS. He never
yeah.
told me.
No.
And Diane, I didn't know you had it too.
Yeah.
We have a major. There is no coincidence, Pegster. There is no
okay.
coincidence. Oh my gosh! Oh. Well, now you guys have to come down this week because I got stuff to tell you. There's been stuff
all
happening.
Right.
All right.
I will definitely
and
do that.
You know,
and I love the show. I love the show.
Great.
Hey, Peg, you know my big mouth had to do something. You know what?
I think that
Diane, you know what? I'm just me. And,
you know
some
what?
People
Peggy,
I know
I
get
think...
on the nerves, but I'm me. And I have a big heart, and I just want to help people through this. And,
right.
I, you know, call me misunderstood. I did a poem about that, you know. I'm sometimes people understand, but you know what? My heart is big. And
yeah.
if I can help people through my strength, what I've been through, that's what my
yeah.
goal was. Because it does send us here with our missions, and we choose them. And I don't know why I would have chose what I've chosen, because my human heart's broken.
Right.
That's because
yeah.
I have my moments. And Peg, you know what? Definitely this week. I will call you tomorrow because we
okay.
got to talk.
All
now
right.
I know these things.
Sounds good.
This is probably why Diane is on tonight, because, Diane,
there
I just picked you out of, you know, I got a million people contact me. I said, Diane Hearn has to be on my show. That was Gina doing it.
Yeah,
now,
I love it.
Gina is a powerhouse like Meghan Mark. And Peg, you know my son Mark was a pain in the ass. Uncensored
yes.
Howard Stern here. He was a powerhouse. Had to love him. You know,
absolutely.
And Gina was a... And I'm connected to both the parents and to you being Bob's best
right.
friend.
Right.
And I'm going to help you through this, because I took one look at his face last night, and Bob can be a pain in the ass. I love
yes.
him to death, but he can be a... But you know what? I was feeling him so bad last night, Peg.
Yeah.
I was feeling
I
him.
I know. He's...
And you know me.
He's hurting.
You know I'm kooky and offbeat sometimes, but you know I have a heart. You know,
oh, yes.
and I'm gonna
absolutely.
I'm gonna help him. We're gonna take care of business, okay, sweetheart?
Alrighty. Thank you
okay,
so
Peg,
much.
Okay, Peg, I'll contact you next couple days, sweetie. Okay,
okay.
I'm gonna put you on hold.
Okay. Bye
bye. Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Diane, thank you for that. They needed that. Okay.
You're welcome. And that's amazing. You know.
Well, I didn't know you had MS. Did you know I had MS?
No. No, and
you're kidding me.
What you just said about your mouth, all I could think of was I laugh because I tell people I love it being on Blog Talk Radio because my whole life people have told me, Diane, you talk so much. Diane, just can't you be quiet? You know, and I'm all over the place. And I'm
yeah,
like, I love the same thing as you. Want to help people, and I love talking. So this is perfect.
It's our Dame Bramage. Look at our MRIs with the MS. I've got it on both hemispheres of the brain. They're surprised that I'm even walking, walking, doing Patty Duke, walking, talking, you know.
Yeah.
But anyhow, I have to take this next caller, the Gina one. This is intriguing me because this popped up when Peggy came on. I have no idea who this is. Okay, so who could I have the first name and where you're from? Okay.
Hi, Gina.
Okay, hello.
Hi.
Is this? Yeah, this must be someone Skyping.
Hello?
Yes, could I have your first name and where you're from?
Gina from Chicago.
Gina from, is your name Gina?
Yeah, yes. I'm like, I have some chills.
Weird that you popped up because my friend just came on, who our mutual friend just lost his daughter to 2 weeks ago. A couple weeks ago, we had the funeral Memorial Day, and her name was Gina. And your site name popped up as Skype, and my Skype never works because Diane was going to Skype tonight, and it doesn't work. Well, obviously, you're on Skype, right?
Yes. You know...
And it worked. So go figure. So that's my friend's daughter, Gina, brain you through. So, Gina, now I'm going to shut up. Okay. Tell us what you want to know.
No, wait, hold on. Do you know that Memorial... is like a very, I had two people that passed on Memorial Weekend.
You had what?
I had two people that passed on Memorial Weekend.
You're kidding me. Well, you know what? My mother, I lost my mother, my daughter, my sister, and my sister-in-law a week apart in May. My daughter, Mother's Day, she died. My mother actually died May 26th, which was Memorial Day this year, which is a hard day for me. And, of course, my daughter, Mother's Day, my sister-in-law, May 2nd, my sister, May 20th. And I had to go to my friend's daughter's funeral on the 20th anniversary of my mother. So this is why I say there are no coincidences. You're meant to call into the show tonight. Your name is Gina. I hope Peggy's still on. I don't know if Peggy's still on listening. I hope she is, or she can go back to this. There's no coincidences.
Yeah.
For your name to pop out of this and the connection for Memorial Day, and I'm very sorry for your losses. Did you want to ask Diane a question? Because she is, you know, she's the lady tonight. She's the lady with the plan.
Okay. Yeah. I have a question regarding a relationship and a legal battle.
Okay. Are they connected? The legal battle and the relationship?
No. One, I'm trying to...
Okay.
I want him to just sign the papers so I can move on. And then one person I met, and I think I scared him away. Because I talked
okay.
to him.
Then he's not right. meant to be?
I don't know.
What did you say, Peggy?
No, if she felt that she scared him away, it wasn't meant to be that I'm feeling. You know, as much as sometimes you can really think you love someone, and if you feel that you scared them away and they're not around, they came in for the moment in time just to teach whatever lesson for the moment. Diane, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, I feel you're right, because the first card that popped around was, it's called Attraction, and it says, you attract romantic love by enjoying this moment fully. And so
yep.
that would confirm what you just said, that it was just a moment in time. And I also get flirt, that you need to flirt with people, extend your light, you know, your energy toward others. And it's safe for you to love. I think you've been hurt before, because I feel like, you know, are you just going through a divorce or something?
Yeah, I've been hurt really, really bad.
Okay.
I'm feeling, were you legally married or just together, living together? I'm not feeling like legal marriage.
You know, we were legally married, but it didn't feel
were
like
you married
we
in the
were married.
By like the piece.
Oh, we were married for, it's going on 14 years, but he had a separate life. He was not honest. You know, he hid his paycheck stubs. I never knew what he made. We never slept in the same bed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
we've all had men like that.
Yep.
I think we have. I don't know.
Well,
wow.
I'm getting also that this person, this new person that you're looking at, it's not a bad mix for you, but you need to let your friends help you. I think that you have a tendency to not ask for help.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of, because of your relationship with this other man, he's really kind of messed you up a little bit. And
yeah.
He's made your heart, your heart chakra needs to open up. So you really, you really need to let other people help you, and you need to make sure that you love yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think you've put yourself last in a lot of situations.
Does that feel right?
Come on, go to my Facebook page. I think it was kind of meant for you, because I sometimes write things on my page. Everybody thinks it's about me, which it isn't. 1% is, you know. But I write poems because if I'm feeling somebody else's pain or whatever. But I put mm-hmm. something on there today. You can go to my Facebook page and friend me if you want. Peggy mm-hmm. S-I-M-M, Anesi, A-N-E-S-I. And look mm-hmm. at what I wrote, just what Diane's saying today. And see if you get a message from that. I think there's a message in there for you, okay?
Okay. Is there anything else, like, in the future for relationships, or is that it for me?
I get that you've already met the person that you're looking for.
Huh.
Possible you've already met him. You may not be in a relationship with him. You may barely know him.
You know, and that's the guy.
Carl? Carl? Carlos? Yes. Do you know a Carl or Carlos? Write the name down. It may not mean nothing now. Okay, just whatever we tell you, write it down. It may mean something in the future, okay? That's all I got to say. Yeah. Diane, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm trying to see if she asked about a legal situation, but is that regarding your husband?
Yeah, the divorce. I mean, it's been like 7 years, and we grew apart, and I was just afraid to let go. Now I'm ready to move on, and I just want him. I feel like it's just a piece of paper.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? You just got some good news, because I just thought, let me turn over a couple cards for you just to see what I get. Mm-hmm. And I got the Wheel, which is new beginnings, end of delays, a change in direction that offers happiness. And then I got solutions. And it says success comes from objective compromise, self-control, and patience, forgiving and healing energy. So what you've got to do is, as hard as it is to forgive your ex-husband or husband, you know, you've got to forgive him. You've got to let that go so you can move on. And when you do, it's just all going to work out for you, because it says end of delays. So I feel like it's going to happen. He'll sign whatever it is he needs to sign. He's just trying to make your life comfortable. That's what it comes down to.
Killing Carl. Somebody with named Carl.
Your ex-husband's really trying to make your life miserable. That's what I get.
Yeah, he really is.
I asked you in the beginning, were you guys, like, married in the church or by Justice of the Peace?
In the church. We had a big church wedding.
Are you from both faiths or something? Were you both different faiths?
You know, I grew up as a Catholic. He also grew up as a Catholic, but he never really...
Practice
it. You know, I mean, everything
that's
was
probably
kept, but yeah. I mean, I always believe in God.
My dad worked for the Episcopal Church. Melissa's my co-host, my brother, her father's also a minister now. Mm-hmm. Religion is religion. Spirituality, mm-hmm. spirituality. There's, as far as I'm concerned, one God. You can call him Buddha. You can call
right.
him Jehovah. I call him God. You know, it's no biggie. But you know what? As long as you believe, you know, it doesn't matter what faith you're from, whether you be Jewish or Jehovah Witness or Episcopal or Catholic. You know, mm-hmm. there's one being. You know, and you can call him whatever you want. He doesn't care. He's got a sense of humor. You know, he gave us a sense of humor. We're created in his image, you know. So just that's okay. That's all right. Okay. You know, I just feel like he was never. He had. I don't know. He has issues. I don't know. I'm not picking up on your husband's name, but he had some issues. I don't know what it is. Turbulence. I'm feeling when he was young as a kid with the parents.
Yeah.
Broken.
He's very, very angry. He's very selfish.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He had a lot of abuse. Was there abuse in his past?
It didn't seem like it was. I mean, he was spoiled.
I'm talking physical, hit on, hands on. I'm talking mental.
His father.
I knew there was.
His father wasn't there for him.
Okay, well, hello. That's what I mean.
Yeah,
I felt like in there with that, you know. Melissa, are you picking up anything on this?
No, not yet.
I also get, when you mentioned that one thing, I'm also getting that, you know, he was kind of verbally, you know, it's like he tortured you. I don't know how to explain that, but that's kind of what I'm getting.
Yeah, he did.
I'm saying mean in big letters, M-E-A-N, mean. He was just mean.
Yeah.
And he did it in a way that he made you feel, Gina, that you were the one that was wrong. Am I right?
Yeah, everything's my fault.
Right. Well, you need to realize it's not your
fault. It's not your fault. No, Diane, we're right on together. It is not your fault. And it's going to take you time to work with this and to work this out. Just remember, he's the asshole, not you. Okay, like I said, uncensored.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Say it like this.
No,
the asshole,
no.
Not you, sweetheart. Okay? And you're going to be fine. And like I said, look for this Carl. I don't know if this is going to be the person coming into your life, but I'm feeling really strong with the name Carl, either with a K or a C. He may be someone to lead you to somebody or in the workplace or whatever. And you know what? My show's on every Tuesday night. Call us back and let us know when you meet this guy. All right?
Yeah, for sure. I will.
Okay, sweetheart. I'm going to put you on hold. You can listen to the show if you want because I can't believe the amount of callers here tonight. It's crazy. Okay, sweetheart. I hope we answered some of your questions. And peace and love to you, okay? And you're not the wrong one. He is. He's a jerk. Okay, sweetheart. Hold on. I'm gonna put you.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Okay. I've had somebody else on here. Just some people have been holding for an hour. Somebody try to take the. Oh yeah. Well, you know what? They must like us. Everybody's in the queue tonight too, which is amazing. Yeah. You know what? You must have done something, Diane, because this show is off the hook tonight.
That's great.
Good. This is good. I'm loving it. Okay. This is area code 727. The last four numbers are 3856. I need your name and the state or the country you're from. Okay. Hold on.
Hello.
Hello. What's your name and where are you from?
Hi. My name is Pam and I'm from St. Petersburg.
Florida?
Florida.
Hi. Hi, Pam. How are you? I'm Peg and this is Diane and Melissa. Well, how can we help you tonight?
Well, I have a dilemma. I have two houses that get on, and I don't know which one to choose. There's a brown house.
I'm feeling Arizona. Is there Arizona or something on the West Coast?
Pardon?
Do you have something in Arizona or someone in Arizona or on the West Coast?
No.
Okay. I'm feeling like something out there for you. Diane, what are you picking up? Write it down.
Well,
write it down. It may mean nothing now.
Just think about what you just said, though. You said something on the West Coast. St. Petersburg is on the West Coast of Florida.
Right.
Okay. I have to dye my hair black. Joking.
It could be that, you know, it could be you're picking up on if one of the houses is more westerly than the other one, you know, maybe more closer to the ocean.
Okay.
But I'm throwing that out there. I don't know if that's what you're getting, but... It's just, as soon as you said that, that's what I saw, was it's possible that it's, you know, you were picking up on the western one. Did you say
Yeah, I was like, I don't know why. I was feeling a lot of sand in Arizona, and I know it's very dry out there. And to be honest with you, I flunk geography and social studies every year. I sucked. So don't go by that. I'm just in Arizona, and I'm seeing sand. I don't know why.
Well, we have a lot of sand
here,
right?
Right.
Right.
I'm sorry?
Pam, we have a lot of sand here in Florida, right?
We do.
Diane's from Florida. I'm from New York. So.
I live about an hour and a half from you, Pam.
Oh, well, hello, neighbor.
Hello. Live just the other
Pam,
side
you
of Lake.
Do, Pam, Diane, you also do private readings if anybody wants to go to your site, right?
Exactly. I do private readings. They can either contact me by, there's a Gmail account at the bottom under contacts right now because my site is still, like I said, under construction, but it will be up and running. But you can always contact me with an email and I'll call you back. Actually, it's interesting. Are you having an issue about letting go of the house you're in?
That's
I mean, are you feeling like sad about it or?
No, I'm happy. Goodbye.
No?
Yeah.
What was that?
I said, no, I'm happy. Goodbye. See ya. I gave it to my husband. He bought me out.
Oh, well, then maybe that's because it says, I got the same card I got for the lady earlier. It says, everything happens for a reason. Release some regret and embrace the opportunities for happiness and search for the silver lining. And then I also got you need to ask your angels for helpful people to lighten your load. Are you working a lot? Are you working like a lot of hours or something?
I'm not working a lot of hours. No, I'm not. I was.
You were.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm feeling that she's not at the moment.
Okay.
No, I'm not.
Are you trying really hard, though, to please somebody else or to please other people?
That's me.
Okay. I mean,
are you
that's
a Virgo?
Kind of what I'm getting. And then it's saying you really shouldn't go through this. Like, are you kind of going through this alone a little bit?
Like what? Buying my house? Yeah.
Yeah. You're buying it on your own, right?
Right, I am.
Okay. Make sure that whatever this is, if you're having some issue between two different houses, it's more or less, it's like I can't tell you which house to buy, but what I can tell you is you'll know which is the right house for you if you need to release some, there's some kind of unnecessary worry that I'm getting around you and lack of kind of, a little bit of lack of self-confidence. And, like, I don't know if you need to detox a little bit, but there's going to be a decision. You will make the right decision. But are you leaning, what are the two colors of the houses again?
One's brown and one's like a slate blue.
Okay.
I was going to say blue. Blue's the one.
Yeah. I'm not, the only card I got that really, actually, there's a house. Now that I'm looking at this, there's a house in one of the cards, and it's blue.
I'm feeling blue. Where is the blue? Is it the blue one, the one you're in now, or the brown one?
I'm leaning towards the brown one right now because the blue one has to have a lot of work, and I'm thinking that there's probably more work to it than what I know.
Now, the blue one's the one. Believe it. Diane, what are you feeling?
I'm feeling the blue, too.
Guy. Melissa, you saw blue?
I saw the blue before you even said blue.
Does the spiritual, the automatic writing. All three of us are back in the blue. It may seem like more work, but in the end, I think that's the one you're going to be most happy in.
I feel like she's going to be happier there.
Yeah, me too. What do you think, Diane?
I think it's going to bring you more money in the end.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is your forever home, but I feel like it may not be. And if it's something you're going to want to sell in the future, it may be worth it, like, you know, to buy it, fix it up, and then you can have some equity in it.
Okay.
Feeling,
right,
you know that song they do around the holidays, Happy, Happy, Joy, Joy? That's what I'm feeling with the blue, with the blue house. That house, it may take a little more work, but I feel a lot of happiness. A lot of good things are going on. I feel real positive energy around the blue house.
Can I ask you a question? Is the blue house more, is it closer to the beach? Is it more westerly in nature?
No. They're both in Pinellas Park.
They're both what?
In Pinellas Park.
Okay.
Closer to the beach. But the blue one has the issue with the roof leaking and mold and everything in it.
Oh.
Mm. That's not good. I was a victim of a hurricane a year and a half ago and have everything redone. Still living without a living room, so I know about the mold issues. It sucks. It's not a good thing.
I mean, the first...
I just see happiness there, even with all the issues. I don't know. Diane's picking up on it. You got three intuitives here picking up on this blue house. So we're all in agreement, you know. I don't know.
I'd
it may be worth it out.
Yeah, is it at a less price where maybe you can get it for cheaper?
No.
And
it's
it
way
isn't?
More other house. It's way more.
Oh, wow. Okay, see,
and I'd have to put 11 into it.
11 grand?
11,000. It's 103,000, and I'd have to put 11,000 in it just to get it to where it needs to be. And the brown house has a brand new roof and a brand new AC and everything. And that one is only 86,000, and I would just have to rip out the kitchen and the bathroom and stuff to have that the way that I want it.
I'm telling you right now.
Would you have to rip out the bathroom and the kitchen?
It's going to cost even more than the blue one by the time that you do that, though, right?
Yeah.
That will do it for me just for the cost of the stuff, like my brother.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm
telling you, I feel it. I don't know. I'm going to shut up, but I'm feeling the blue house still.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I think what you need to do is think about what you're doing right now. You have three people telling you we all think the blue house, and you're sitting there telling us, no, it's not the blue house I want. I want the brown house. So guess what? It doesn't matter what we say. You just made up your mind that you want the brown house. So go buy the brown house.
But there's a reason you asked. But there is a reason, right, Diane? You asked us which one to go with.
You asked us, and we told you the answers that we came up with, and you knew immediately that the blue house was not the house you wanted.
No, it is. What I want is the house that I probably can't afford.
Well, you were arguing with us saying, no, I can't have that one. I don't want that one. That one's going to be, so you need to go with what you're feeling instinctively. If we're all saying blue and you're going, no, don't want that one, then go with the brown one, We're not going to tell you, we don't want to, financially, we don't want to tell you to go with something.
No, it's free will. I mean, life, God gives us free will, and I emphasize on that on the show. But we're feeling as far as positive energy, even though it's going to cost you $11,000 to fix it and what have you. I think, personally, what I'm getting, that this brown house is going to end up costing you more than you realize, even though your friends are going to help you. I think there's some other problems with it. What are you picking up on that, Diane and Melissa?
I kind of agree with that because when you said, my question, I don't know if you answered it. The blue house, is the kitchen and the bathroom the way you want it? You wouldn't have to redo it?
It does have to be redone. That's got the mold and everything all in the kitchen.
Okay, so the brown house, you do not have to redo the kitchen and the bathroom, or you have to in both?
In both houses, I do.
And you're doing it for $11,000?
Pardon?
Okay, I don't know how you're going to do all of that for $11,000, though.
Because my brother's doing all the work. He's a contractor.
Okay, then you know what? I would go talk to your brother, and I would talk to some people in real estate and get some really wise financial advice and find out which house has a potential. Is there one that's a larger square footage? Is that why the difference in price? Look at everything. And then, know what we told you, and then just make your own, you can do this. That's kind of what we're here for, too, is to tell you you have your own intuition. It's wonderful to call in and get advice, but you know what? If we tell you something and it doesn't resonate with you, then go with your gut. That's what I say.
But remember, Janet, you're also asking for advice on them, and you got
saying blue.
So, all saying blue. But, go with your gut.
Exactly.
Go with your gut. God, like I said, free will. We're not God. He does give you your own free will, but there's a reason. I think he's doing an intervention with you and telling us all blue.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I agree with you. I was just telling you that one had mold and everything. And it was going to cost more, so I was trying to see if you saw anything else that might be wrong with the brown house to where it might end up being the same amount.
That's what I'm saying. I'm feeling, I don't know about Diane and Melissa, I'm feeling in the long run that the brown house is going to end up costing you more money.
Okay.
I just see negative around that.
I do, too.
Diane, Melissa, what do you think?
I do, too.
Same thing.
Okay. Diane, what do you
think?
Yeah, all three of us are getting the same thing.
Okay,
yeah, bad vibes about that house.
There's something wrong with it, and it may not be obvious. It's kind of hidden. There's something that's not right. Either something happened there that's kind of negative that you just trust us. I don't think you want to be in that house.
I'm feeling the negative energy. I'm not going to say evil. There's something very negative about that brand.
It's not necessarily that the physical house has a problem. It's the energy around the house is what we're saying.
The land.
The energy
in
around the house.
Well, I'm thinking maybe the last person passed away in it is what I'm thinking.
And I'm feeling it wasn't a good situation either. Whether it was that person or somebody else before, I'm feeling very negative vibes with that brown house.
Okay.
And obviously, Diane's feeling it and Melissa's feeling it. So in the long run, and I think from a financial aspect, it's going to end up costing you more than you think. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay, Gina, I'm going to hold and listen to the show. I have star callers. You're welcome, and good luck. God bless.
Thank you.
Hold on. Thank you, Gina. Okay, I've had another caller. I have some callers. I've been hanging on for an hour. So our next caller is area code 603. 7143, I need first name and the part of the country or the world you're from. Okay, hold on. Hi, caller. Welcome to Signs Our Love Venue. This is Peggy. How can we help you?
Hi, did you say 7143, the last digits?
Yes, I did.
Hi, my name is Trish. Hi, Peggy.
Trish?
And I'm from New Hampshire.
Hi, Trish. This is my friend Trish from my grieving parents groups. I know Trish, so I'm not going to say a word, Trish. Diana's new to the show, and I'm going to let Diane read her cards and pick up on it. Okay, because Melissa and I have read you before, so we're going to see what Diane thinks, okay? And, Trish, don't offer any information. We're going to give you info, okay, at the moment?
Okay.
What's your name?
Trish,
right, with a T?
Yes, it is.
And then do you have a question?
Yes.
Are you trying
But I want to see, like, Peggy, so just to see what you would...
Anything, right?
The people I talk to in my parents' group. And Melissa
knows
their stories.
Are you trying to contact someone in spirit?
Yes.
Okay, can you give me the person's first name?
Sure, Ryan.
Ryan, is this your son?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I know, you just said grieving parents. That's kind of silly of me, but, you know. It's like
okay,
he's jumping up and down in front of me. He's really like a sweetheart. I get this, like, energy from him. Like, oh, my gosh, was he just full of energy?
Yes, he was full of life.
Full of life. I mean, just, like, jumping up and down, just, like, waving his arms, like, I'm here. I mean, that's kind of what I get from him. Was he a teenager or younger than that when he passed?
He was 24. He was a grown, beautiful man, actually.
But for some reason, was he a little immature, maybe?
Young at heart? He's still the kid in him, yes.
Right, young at heart, okay.
Yeah, he's very mature yet to some ways, more than my daughter who's 4 years older, but more, like she always says, he was an old soul.
But he had that, there's something about him, an exuberance that's around him. But I get this energy around him. I don't know what that is.
Can you pull an angel card on him? Because I think she needs an angel card reading on this one.
Okay, let's see.
Diane, I'm not telling you what I just... I know her and I know the story and there's a lot of controversy and, you know, we've read her a few times. I've read her personally, right?
Is this awesome?
We've become friends. We've cried together. We've laughed together. I make her laugh sometimes.
And it's
been...
I thought I could laugh.
Can I ask a question? Is this also due to an accident?
Yes, it was a very sudden, very weird car accident, let's say.
Okay, no information. Let her pick up on it.
I think, I don't know if I heard her, but I was saying car accident. Was it a car accident?
Yes, it was.
Okay. Was he like, because I'm drawing this big, I don't know why I'm drawing like a circle with an X through it, and I don't know why I've been drawing that, so... I just get this, like, and it's either at an intersection or, I don't know what this has to do with. There's some kind of symbol he keeps giving me. Circle with an X. And just take that, because I don't know what that is. I don't know if it has to do with the accident, if it has to do with, was it at an intersection or something?
Right before it, that's, yes.
Okay.
Right before there was a blinking light.
Because that's kind of what I'm getting, that circle. And there's something about, was there actually fire or something involved with this?
Was there what?
Was there fire?
Fire?
Yeah.
Did the car go on fire?
No, not that I've been told, but then
I don't know what this is that I'm seeing. Maybe, did he smoke or was he with someone else?
I have a suspicion whether there was another car involved, but he wasn't.
Like maybe they were racing or something?
Yeah, that's just it. I don't know, and I wish I did. That's what I'm kind of reaching for, you know.
Okay, because I'm getting things like, I'm getting the word fire, and I also feel like, I don't know, I feel like either a cigarette or somebody dropped something. Like, I don't know what this is. It's like... It's either he lost control for a second, you know, it wasn't It's sort of like that feeling of just, you know, going for it and being happy, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, you know, it's kind of like he just, it's like he lost control of the car, and either it spun around or something like that. But my feeling is it's either something got dropped in the car with him and he was trying to reach for it, or, you know, it was something like that is what
did
I'm getting.
Did he smoke? Chris, did he smoke?
Yes, he did.
He did.
Okay,
well,
I'm feeling
a cigarette
or a cell phone.
Yeah, something like that he dropped. Cigarette or cell phone, you're right. Something like that.
Yep.
And
I feel
like he's just, you know, he's there with you. So don't, you know, and you know that. You know
and he
you
did.
Have the ability to connect with him, and he's not gone away. He loves you so much, and he is so excited to be here right now. Like, he's really excited. He's he just wants you to know that he's the same over there, that he's not in pain, that he's not, you know, he's okay. He's like, I'm okay, Mom. I mean, he's just, he's like, he knows you have a lot of guilt around it.
And he didn't suffer. That's what she wants to know. I've told her that. Melissa told her that.
No.
He didn't suffer. It was instantaneous. No.
Yeah.
He went right over.
I don't get any pain. I'm not getting any pain. And I get a lot of physical pain when I bring through spirits.
Yep.
And I don't get any.
And he was getting in his truck, so I let him use the keys and gave him the keys to the convertible. And then,
right. That's
and
why you're having the guilt.
Yeah.
And he wants you to let that go. He really needs you to let that go because he loves you. He doesn't want to see you like this. The last thing your son would have wanted to do would have been to leave you in this much pain. He adored you.
We also have told her that previous shows that he wants her. She has some questions about the accident, which I'm not going to divulge. But they will be answered at one point. But right now, she's stuck. And I know that part, being a grieving parent of two, even for what I've been through. But, Trish, you got to start moving on. You're really stuck in a place where you're going to get the answers eventually, but you got to start living again, and you're not doing it. I can feel it. Diane, what are you picking up?
Yeah, sending me text messages, some of his friends saying, oh, well, he would be alive if you didn't give him the keys to the car, and just saying, like, really awful.
Don't listen to them. They're assholes. Don't listen to people.
Don't, because some of those people might be having the guilt.
Yep.
Because my feeling is there could have been other people around.
I think there was. I've had a feeling of this one kid in particular.
Yeah, there's somebody else involved with this, and you just need to let it go, though, because it doesn't do you any good to hold on to that guilt, and it doesn't do you any good to hold on to the what if and, oh, I shouldn't have, or anything like that, because,
initial at all on, like, or a name or anything?
No, and that's what I'm telling you. He doesn't want you to care about that. He says, he's screaming at you.
I told him the same thing. Yeah, because you know what? He's fine now, even though you missed an aspect of it. But you're not, Trish. This happened, I know when it happened, not that long ago. But, Trish, you know what? Grief for our children are forever. I mean, I know that twice over, okay? And even though I do the radio show, write my books, counsel other people, I still have that human pain like you. But I still move on in the process of living and live, and you're not doing it. And that's upsetting him. And
it
really
is.
Him. Diane, what is your feeling on that? I know it's getting to him.
It's exactly what you just said. It's upsetting him. And you've got to remember that when we pass, it is our time to go. And it may seem strange to you, and that's a hard thing for a mother to hear, but it was his time. It really was. There's different moments in our lives when we can leave the earth. And that was a moment that he had an opportunity to go. And I don't know. He's almost like he's telling me his life was wonderful. He was a happy person. He was joyous. He was, it's almost like he felt fulfilled. And
he was.
And Does that make sense? And at that moment...
I didn't catch that. Almost like what?
It's almost like he was fulfilled. He was done. He was happy. He was in bliss. He was in that moment of nirvana. And he was driving down the road feeling wonderful. And he just lost control for a second. And at that second, he had that opportunity to stay or go. And you know what? His higher self said, you've done it. You've reached it. So you know what you need to realize? You need to pat yourself on the back and go, I did it. I raised a son to that capacity in that short amount of time that he could get to that point in his life where he felt so finished. He felt happy. And so you, and he still feels happy. He has such a loving energy. And he just, he wants you to be happy in your life. And that's why he left early, is so you can learn a lesson from him. Part of the reason for him leaving early is for you. I know that's a weird, you know, like I said, some of this is strange. When you say it to somebody, they go, how can that be? But it is. He left.
Lord,
so you can learn this
lesson. But on the other side, I didn't get it either.
You stay in being very happy on the other side.
What was that?
The what?
You said you saw him being full of, like, jumping around life, like you asked me if he was full of life. So you.
Oh, yeah, he's
like,
happy. You know, we've told you this before. He really is.
He was
happy
when he left. He was happy before. He's happy now. He's in joy. He's in peace. He's in no pain. It was like the angels took him out of his body before the impact almost. That's what I'm seeing.
Yep.
It's like he was
yep.
lifted up out of his body. He left his body before the car, before any impact, before any injury to his body.
Yep. And that's what I felt too, Trish. But his and even though he's happy on the other side, he is they're still concerned over there. I've had my own
about you.
Reading
yeah.
other people. Tell me that my kids are concerned about certain things with my health and the MS, and
right.
they still have concern. They still have that emotion over there. Their
yeah,
personalities don't. But knowing you and knowing the readings I've given you, Melissa, and other people, and now this one, we're all saying the same thing. He needs you to get unstuck. Yes, Mom, he's saying, I know you're grieving me, and I know you're hurt, and you have questions. And you know what? If there's going to be justice, but you got to worry about Megan and the grandkids, and not worry, but start living life to the fullest.
Yeah,
you know. Telling him right now. I mean, he wants you to do. Have you ever thought of a balloon release with cards? Like write cards from the kids and Megan and you.
Well, Megan's 2-year-old. This is not the disabled one, but the 2-year-old. I mean, every single day she feeds Ryan like a piece of her donut. She acts, you know, and she lifts it right up to him, and, you know, she tried to get him close in case he was cold. Like, I never
Because he's there. She's seeing him. She's seeing him.
Right.
Yeah, she says, he's right here, right there, and she's always pointing. Like, he's
yeah.
right there.
Yeah, he's there. He is very strong
he
and
is.
Spirit. You need to do a release. You need to do, I need you. You need to. Go out and get balloons, and I want each and every one of you, the kids and Megan and you, to write cards to him, tie them to the balloons, and give it a release. What are you feeling on that, Diane?
I agree with you. And you've got to let, you know, on those cards, even if you just write your feelings to him down, even if you
mm-hmm.
also at the same time do like a little ceremonial burning of a letter to him and write
yeah.
everything down you're feeling. Write about all your hurt and anger and upset and everything and how much you're
and ask, and ask answers eventually and ask for the answers of the suspicions.
Yes.
But right,
and then
you
release
have to,
it. Burn it up and let
it
go. It
will be found out. Okay?
Well, you know what's weird is the other day I'd been up all night praying. It was a clear night. It was like last weekend. And I was praying a lot and asking him to give me a sign, you know, that if it was this kid had something to do with it, that he had a piece of my son's car and his cigarettes and this and that. And I left the house, and I've been leaving 2 to 3 times in the day. I'm taking care of my 90-year-old mother. And I've been leaving, you know, through the day with her here and there in the store or whatever. She's had to get her meds. She's on a lot of stuff, diabetic, this, that. So I haven't seen this kid, and he moved just past me not far. But yet the day I asked my son, I'm like, just give me a sign if it's him because I really, I know I'm not wrong. And then sure enough, who's coming my way right at me, you know? And I'm
okay, what I've got to let you understand is your son does not want you to have anger toward this other boy. Because this
other
boy,
gonna be brought to,
he
was involved.
Too.
I just, in my mind, he was involved. But you know what? It's going to be found out.
Yes, he was involved, but you know what?
You stuck. You got to stop.
He may have
you
been
really...
there. He may have been involved, but you've got to let go. You can't have anger toward him because it's going to eat you up.
Right.
Yep.
That's what it's
yep.
been doing. I'm like 90 pounds. My nerves are shot. I just hardly can eat.
Oh.
I don't sleep. It's terrible.
Ryan,
and I'm on.
I've got to get on some other calls because I've got, like, the board is crazy. But Trish, I promise you, he wants you to be happy. Try your best. He's around you. Your grandkids see him. You know that, and I know that. You and I, we've talked for hours, okay, besides the show. He wants you to start living because you are, you know, out of anybody I know, you are really, really stuck. And rightfully so, Trish, but this energy is going to ruin the family. Okay, there's no guilt involved. You should not feel guilt about this. Okay, he wants you and Megan and the children and to be as happy as he is where he is. And then his message from me right now is telling you, Mom, you got to start living. You can't keep getting stuck in the moment because justice will be brought to where it's got to go.
I've been invited to 6 different things, nice things. My daughter went to, like, one wedding, a thing at the ocean, you know, for a weekend thing for the girl. And my husband went to a party for his 50th, friend's 50th. And I've been sitting here crying, going, God, they just go on like nothing. And my son's gone. And, like, I can't lie, I'm damn angry with them all. It's like, geez, you guys just go on, and I'm stuck here. I can't even get up and hardly go. Like, how do you do this, you know?
Well, that Ryan doesn't want you to be like that anymore. That's what we're trying to say, hon. Okay? So, listen, we'll get back to you. I'm going to take some other callers because I've had the people waiting an hour. Okay, Trish? But please, honey, I pray for you every day. Okay?
Okay.
Try to start doing things.
Okay.
I know people don't understand. Huh?
Yeah. I was going to say, if she could just tell me, like, what she picked for an angel's card, she doesn't have to read it to me. I'm pretty good with the cards myself.
Actually, I'll pull one for you. I got, here you go. I got, just real quick, it's 10 of Raphael. It's the angel tarot cards, and it says, love and blessings fill your life, harmonious relationships with family members, happily ever after.
Wow, that is interesting.
And that's the Archangel Power tarot cards. So there you go.
I'm like you, Peggy. I like the Archangel Michael. I pray and ask him a lot. I turn to him a lot.
Oh, yeah, I have that. And I sometimes bring in Gabrielle and Raphael. You know, they're my – but Michael is my man. He's my bud. So anyhow, Trish, nice talking to you, honey.
Right.
Please start living.
Yeah.
Start going out and doing things. Ryan wants that for you, okay, sweetheart?
Thank you, Diane, and thank you so much. And your niece, I forgot
her name.
What's her name?
Okay, we love
you. Love you guys. Thank you.
Okay, honey. Okay.
Bye.
Have a good night, Trish. Okay.
You too.
Hold on. Okay. I'm going to bring another call. I'm waiting for an hour. Actually, we have a few waiting for an hour. Area code 209-6832 are the last 4 numbers. Hello, caller.
Hi,
welcome to the show. I need your first name and the part of the world or country you're from.
This is Allison in North Carolina.
Hi, Allison,
okay.
North Carolina.
Hi, Allison.
How are you? Hi, Allison.
I'm doing
I think
well.
I know you, right, Allison?
You sure do.
How are you, honey?
I'm doing great. Doing great.
Okay, Allison, would you like to ask Diana, being that I do know Allison, because she's another one that I know, and I don't know everybody's number, so I don't know who I'm pulling here. So, Allison, I'm going to let Diane, being the special guest tonight, read you. So, Diane, Allison.
Okay, what, do you have a question, Allison?
Yes, I would like to know about my work situation and the person that I'm seeing.
Oh, okay. But everybody wants the same thing, you know?
Yes.
you
I think we all want to make sure what we're doing.
Show me the money, right? We got to
right.
work. Show me the money.
Show me the money. Oh, okay. Well, your cards are flying out, so that's a good one. Let me see. The first one I'm getting is, are you really successful right now? And or I get, because I'm getting your plans are working out very well, professionally and financial success, but you're using your resources wisely. Does that make sense? Is that something you're doing right now? Or is it what you need to do?
I'm in school right now.
Okay. So,
but I'm not working.
You're not working. But are you looking for a job?
Yes.
Are you going to school for something to do with justice again, or the government, or something like that?
No.
Is there any kind of legal battle or anything?
No.
Something about there's rulings. Something about rulings being made in your favor, and don't give up. So I don't know what that is. Maybe it has to do with a grade at school. For all I know, you know, if your teachers give you the wrong grade, fight for yourself. So. The other
so
thing
I'm
getting is
social work. Are you doing something with medical or social work?
No, I'm going in the IT field.
The what field?
The IT computers.
Okay,
that
but I have a feeling it's linked to, like Diane was saying, something eventually with, like she says, the government and something also governmental medical. Changes, laws, or whatever. What are you getting on that, Melissa, Diane?
And it makes sense that if you're looking for a job, it could be what they're telling you is that could be the direction you need to look at. I don't know where you live, but go apply for jobs in the government field or
North Carolina, right, Allison?
Yeah, I'm in North Carolina, but I'm about ready to make a move.
Okay.
To like Florida?
To California.
California.
Okay. Feeling hot, heat.
Yep.
Told you I was
you know
this
what?
Part.
I will take the dry heat over all of this bugginess any day.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
I'm
wow.
dying here. With
okay. I got some great news for you. I just pulled another card, and I've got one of them is keep your eyes on the big picture and leave the details to others. Experience leads to success, and you do have a genuine concern for other people. But I also got this card, which I think you'll be thrilled with. It says you have an excellent opportunity will be offered to you and scholarships or the pursuit of education, and it's time to get to work. So that just puts it all in a bundle right there. So look in the field of justice. Look in the field of either working for a lawyer maybe or working for a law firm or a CPA firm even. You know, there are all kinds of people
in connection with that, with the medical rights, like malpractice, you know, the combination.
Yeah, could be medical, but, you know, and just keep your eyes on the big picture. There's something, you know, plans are working out very well for you. So, you know, I don't want to keep you too long because I know we got a lot of callers, but I just, everything I'm getting is a lot of positive cards around you as well. So I feel like you are, you know, It's safe.
In the right direction.
Yeah, you're heading in the right direction.
Melissa, are you picking up anything?
No, not right now.
Yeah.
Melissa, what's going on with you tonight?
I don't know. I'm just like, I'm not seeing anything. I don't know. It's like one of those really short nights. I have no idea. I don't know what's going on.
That's you know, I have things like that, too. It's like people will call me up. It's like, can I have a reading? I'm like, no, because I'm not feeling anything.
Yeah,
I,
it's just
you
like
know,
the energy isn't there or something. I can't even describe it.
Don't apologize, because, Diane, I don't know if it happens to you. It happens to me, too.
I've had
people call, and I'm like, I'm sorry. It's a peg day, and I'm not getting it. I went to a couple weeks ago to my hometown street fair, and people knowing I'm doing this and stopping me. Can you read me? Well, I just had a couple beers. I don't think so. It's my day, you know. Sometimes you have to take a my day, you know, and do it your way, you know, like Frank Sinatra. You know, I did it my way. So,
is there a possibility
don't
of you moving with somebody that you knew before? Like, are you moving?
Allison?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm moving in with somebody, but I didn't know him from before, though.
Okay. This is saying new. It says embrace your inner child. new friends or rekindled relationships. So new, it could be new. So this is a good move for you. It really is. And look out for those scholarships. And, you know, definitely a job is on the horizon for you.
Oh, that's okay,
Allison, I hope we answered. I got a few more callers, so I want to try. We've got about 10 minutes left of the show, and I'll be talking to you. Okay, Allison, I hope that answered your question.
Oh, yes, yes. Thank you very much to both of you, all three of you.
You're welcome.
Allison, I'll talk to you, sweetheart. Okay, have a great one.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Hold on. Okay, I'm trying to get as many in because, like I said, the board is still lit up.
Right. We'll do quick.
Okay, I have another one here. Oh, gosh. Actually, I picked her up before thinking it was you. Let me get this person. Last four numbers, 1010. I like that. 1010 win. Okay. Hello. Finally got to you. How are you? What's your name and where are you from?
My name's Rose. I'm calling from Florida.
Hi, Rose from Florida. How are you? Do you have a question for Diane?
Yes. I'm looking to travel more next year than this year, and I wondered, it's sort of a dual question. I wondered if I would meet anybody on my travels, because I don't really feel, I don't really feel that I'll meet anybody here locally that's for me, but I'm wondering if I'll have a romantic connection on my travels.
Okay. Well, I'm
going to
go right to the romance.
I have a cruise with you. Are you thinking about going on a cruise? Hello?
Did you ask me that?
Yeah, Rose. I'm feeling a cruise. Have you gone on a cruise recently? Or are you thinking about one?
The only way I'd go on a cruise is if it was to do with business. I really don't like cruises. I don't like being hemmed in. I don't like organized lunch meals and stuff. In fact, I don't like
cruises
at all.
Feeling a cruise. I hear, you know what? You're talking to the lady that at 60 won't fly, never flown. And I share a birthday with Buddy Holly, so I don't know if it's an intuition thing with me because he had the same fear. And he flew and got killed. And I have a fear of bridges. So I can relate to that. And big ships. I love the water, but I'm afraid of big ships. I live on the water. I have a beach house. So I can share with that feeling. So, but anyhow, I'll let you, Diane, read her because we only have about 7 minutes left and we have a couple more calls I want to get in.
Okay. I am pulling cards that have horses on them with you. So I don't know what that is, if you have something to do with horses or not. But I'm going to give you that real quick. It says, it'll all be better if you just make a decision. And are you kind of overanalyzing a problem, and you need to find a compromise. And determination and self-control, there's some career advancement coming, and acknowledgement of success by others, a dream come true, believe in yourself, end of a difficult situation. I'm reading these really fast. Your plans are working out. And then I pulled some romance cards for you. You're a very passionate person, right?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so what's going on is, I don't know if you've also had a relationship in the past where you've kind of either been hurt, but you need to open up your heart because it's safe for you to love. You need to remember that because very soon you need to decide what it is you want in a man. You need to, like, write it down. Make a list, write it down, and send it out to the universe because he's out there. And you will be meeting someone, but you know, remember to flirt with people. That's what I'm hearing about you. Because you're very
Call me Rose like that, okay? I'll give you lessons.
Yeah, she's good at flirting.
No, I just haven't flirted with anybody.
Well, you need to start flirting.
Okay. And Rose, go to my Facebook page. I'll show you how to do it, okay? Okay, Rose, I hope we answered your question. I got a couple more callers. We have about 6 minutes, okay?
All right.
I feel like Evelyn
Wood,
speed reader right now. Go on.
We're going like, this is speed reading, right?
That's Evelyn Wood.
Thank you.
You know? Okay, just be like E.F. Hutton. When we walk into the room, just listen. Okay. Okay, Rose, thanks, sweetheart.
All right.
Thanks for calling. I'll put you on and listen to the show. God bless. Thanks for holding.
Bye.
Good night. Okay, we're going to go to... Let's see who is next. Who's been holding the longest here? some of my callers had already talked, so. I have something I'm drawn. I don't know why I'm really drawn to this one. It's the next caller. Area code 831, last four numbers, 5997. For some reason, I'm drawn to this. I don't know. I got a weird feeling about it. Name and where you're from. 5997. Hello, what's your name?
Lisa,
where are you
California.
From?
California.
Hi, Lisa from California. I'm drawn to you for some reason. What's up?
Well, the last three callers had a lot of similarities to me, so give me a psychic checkup.
Okay. Dr. Spock here. Go ahead, Diane. Go for it. You picking
Hello?
Up anything, Diane? Diane? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, wait. I put Diane on hold. Diane?
Okay.
I put you on hold thinking it was the other one because her number was like you. Sorry about that.
Oh, no.
Go for it.
Oh, wait,
this is Lisa from California. She wants a psychic reading.
Okay.
Okay, oh, my God.
Let me pull a few cards because I know we don't have a lot of time. So, and are you, you just want anything I get, right?
Go for it.
Go for it. Okay. Let's see what
I've got
get.
All areas in the burner at the moment.
Okay.
You go.
You are extremely strong person. Like, you have strength and grace, a lot of self-confidence, but you need to forgive something. I don't know what it is. There's some forgiveness that needs to happen. There's so much to be grateful for in your life. I see financial success, the promise of retirement, a rich and rewarding family life, and I also get you have invested wisely, have patience, and wait for the harvest, and review your progress, make plans for your next endeavor. And then the last thing I'm going to get is a positive new emotional experience, fulfilling romantic relationships, deep and lasting spiritual insights. So I feel like, you know, does that sound like you? Have you kind of been making plans?
No, I'm recently married. I'm a newlywed.
Okay. Well, still, you've been making a lot of plans, right?
Yes, we have.
You've been making a lot of plans getting your financial life in order.
Yes, and I am looking for a new career.
Right, and getting ready for the next step. And you've got romance and a happy family life and all that stuff. It's you're like you've got it all. You know you have it all.
Yeah,
I want to intervene. Do you have twins in your family?
Oh my God. yes, he does.
Yeah, and I get that you want to be pregnant, too. I got that, too.
Yeah, I'm feeling babies, and I'm saying, who's twins, your husband?
No, his paternal, maternal aunts.
Yeah.
She's a twin. I'm feeling twins, and I, when you decide, when and ever, I'm feeling them for you, too, girlfriend.
I'm ready.
I'm feeling them. I'm seeing twins.
Yeah, and I saw a baby. It's coming. You're going to have a baby soon.
I think she's going to have multiple babies. oh, yeah. And I'm seeing boy and girl. It'd be interesting. 9 months, a year or 9 months, call back and let us know. All right. Is there anything else you want to know? Because I want to take one more caller, and then we have 1 minute
go
left, so then I'm going to close the show.
Unless you can give me the reason why you were reading my cards with somebody else, I don't know what else to say.
Did they sound like somebody else?
Every one of those last three sounded familiar. There were too many
parallels.
The cards
before, the last people that were on.
Yes, they were all.
You're saying
they,
you know, that happens a lot. It's called, it has to, you know what it has to do with, Peggy, right? It's just that there's that
yep.
energy that everybody.
Yeah, sometimes I have energy before the show. We're down to 1 minute, so we're going to have to wrap this up. I'm not going to be able to take any more callers. I read, I say a name, and next caller. Melissa's done it, too. And they're like, I don't know who you're talking about. I'm like, write it down. But then it's for the next caller. We come up with these
right.
weird names. So, okay, we're down to 1 minute, so I'm going to have to hang up. Okay, honey, I hope we answered your question. If you feel something with the reading that Diane said for somebody else, it may have been meant for you also because a lot of times callers call in with the same energy, okay?
Right.
Okay, honey, thank you for calling, okay? I'm sorry to wrap this up, okay?
And can I just throw something in real quick as we're wrapping it up? The last card I pulled for her was the Lovers. So I just wanted to say that. Okay.
Do you see anything for Peggy?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, everybody wants to get me married again.
I'm dying.
What do you think, Diane?
Yours.
Real quick, we got about 28 seconds.
Ooh.
For me. Melissa wants
for
to
you.
Know.
Oh.
I'm dying to know Peggy's. Yeah, I want to hear about that.
We have 19 seconds.
Peggy's going to get married again. Okay, you want to know romance for Peggy.
Yeah,
okay.
Romance for Peggy, please.
We're down to 12 seconds, girls. I'll go say goodbye. Well,
oh,
okay.
God.
Say anything for me or what?
It says calling in your soulmate. Your prayers and affirmations and visualizations help bring you together.
Whoa, okay. Well, you know, the
show
just ended. Hear me?
Calling
Diane,
in.
Diane, you're still there.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. The call just stopped. I mean, the show just stopped. Diane, I'm going to talk to you personally about this, okay?
Okay.
Diane, thanks for being on. Next week, we're going to have a special guest. Mark Ireland, the author of Soul Shift. His father was Richard Ireland, famous psychic, one of the best ever, who's passed, and who was a guest on Steve Ellen's show. So I'm going to have to end the show because they're kicking me off the stage here. You know, I got the hook around the neck, okay?
Yeah.
Diane, thank you for being on the show, and I want you to come on again. Would you please?
I would love to come on again, and it's Led by Spirit Connections is the name of my website and my Facebook page.
Okay, Diane, thanks again, and God bless. Have a good night. Melissa,
thank
love you.
Have
love
a
you
good
guys.
Night.
Bye-bye.
Okay, guys.
Bye.
Great show. Thank you.
Talk to you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.